Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. When life gets complicated and you start to feel overloaded and sluggish, it's time to hit the reset button. Today we begin a series called Resetting My Life. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shares the steps you can take to reset your life and experience positive, lasting change. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called Journey with Jesus. This beautifully illustrated book will help you uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How to Prepare for a Life Reset.
Yesterday, as I was about an hour before the first service on Saturday, I was finishing up my message, and I'd spent about 18 hours on it, and my computer froze up, and I lost all my teaching notes. Now, my computer had been sluggish for some period of time, and it finally just stopped working because too many programs were clogging up the system, and the screen froze, and then all of a sudden you start getting all these error messages going, you know, error, and they start piling up, and finally it just freezes. Now, you've had this happen with your computer, and there's only one thing to do. Hit the reset button. Okay, reboot. When in doubt, reboot. My computer needed a clean memory. It needed a fresh start. It needed a reset. Now, people are like that because we all live complicated lives. You have a complicated life. I have a complicated life. And there are a lot of different programs running in your life, running in your brain, running in your body. And after a while, those programs can be so overloading and conflicting that you quickly find yourself on overload. You know what I'm talking about? In your life. And you just feel like you're on overload because you start getting error messages in your brain. And when that happens, what you need is a life reboot. You need a fresh reset of your life, a fresh start. You need a clean slate. And actually, you're going to need resets in your life many, many times, not just one time in your life. And you're going to need resets in different areas of your life, your career, your marriage, your education, your finances. You need a fresh start, a clean slate. That's what Jesus Christ came to do, is to offer you a fresh start. If you were to ask me to sum up what Saddleback Church is all about and has been about now for decades, the goal of Saddleback Church, I could summarize the goal of this church in two words. We are about changed lives. That's it. Everything we do in this church is about changed lives. We are in the changed life business, the transformation of lives, helping people become what God always intended them to be, the transformation of life. People want to go where their lives get changed. And when we want our church to be known for, not, oh, they got great music or they got a beautiful facility or whatever, we want them to be known. That's where you go if you want your life changed. Now, this transformation has many, many different kinds of names. It's called salvation, when you first step across the line to open your life to the love of God. It's called sanctification, which are the steps you go in growth and maturity as you become the woman God wants you to be, or the man God wants you to be. That's called sanctification. It's called conversion, a fresh start. It's called starting over. It's called being born again. It's called getting a new life, having a life reset, a fresh start. And in the history of our church family, Saddleback, hundreds of thousands of people have had a spiritual reset in their lives over the last 4+ decades. Most of you could tell your own story of transformation. My life changed God changed my life. Christ changed my life through Saddleback Church in this way or that way or this way or that way. I receive a lot of letters all the time, but always after Easter. And I want to read you just one typical letter because it sets up where I want us to go in this new series called Resetting Your Life. Here's the letter. A first-time attender last week. Dear Pastor Rick, I've known about Saddleback Church for about 15 years, and I was always curious about why it attracted so many people. But I had never attended a service until a friend invited me to last week's Easter service. So I went out of curiosity. Honestly, I was not prepared for what I experienced. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was smiling. They were so happy and joyful and welcoming. And the love on their faces immediately put me at ease, even though I'd never been in church. But when the people started singing with all their hearts, tears instantly started flowing down my face. Do you realize that when you sing like you just did, Jesus Christ, my living hope, just a second ago, with all your heart, you are preaching, you are proclaiming the love of God. When you sing in church, you are witnessing to the people around you. They may not hear your voice, but they can see your face and they can see the intensity of how you mean, thank you, God, for all you've done in my life. You are a witness every time you sing with gratitude. Said, when the people started singing with all their hearts, tears instantly started flowing down my face. I didn't know any of the songs, but the way that the people sang them stunned me. I could feel God for the first time in my life. I didn't understand it, but I instantly realized that I had been missing out on something I desperately needed. Then, Pastor Rick, you spoke about God's love and God's purpose and how God wants everybody in his family. I took it all in with great wonder. And at the close of the service, when you led everybody in a prayer, I prayed it too. And while I was saying those simple words, the tears returned, and I felt overwhelmed by God's love for me. Pastor Rick, I don't know what my next step should be, but I do know this, that the direction of my life was reset in that moment. Please help me now to know what to do next. Now, what caught my attention with that letter, and that's just one of many, what caught my attention was how this person used the word reset. In a single moment, the direction of my life was reset. I was going this way, hopelessness, doubt, fear, despair. This way, now I'm going to hope, purpose, meaning, significance. The direction went from guilt to forgiveness. I went from anger to peace. These kind of directional changes happen all the time. They are a spiritual reset in people's lives. And it's happened literally hundreds of thousands of times in our church family. Now, that caught my attention, that word reset, because I told you that I've been going up to a clinic near Stanford University up in the Silicon Valley where a team of doctors has been studying why I had constant pain in my body literally for months, and they're trying to figure out the cure for it. And evidently it's something rare. I don't even know. But at the first meeting with all those doctors at that clinic, I asked the lead doctor, so doc, what exactly are you trying to accomplish here? And he looked at me and he said, Pastor Rick, we intend to reset your health. He said, we're going to reset your health. And we're going to use a number of different biological tools that we didn't even have 10 years ago to reset your health. And I heard that word reset again. And I thought, hey, that's great. I'm all in for a biological reset. And while you're at it, can you make me 30 years younger? And give me Brad Pitt's face. You know, I mean, let's just do a total makeover. It's the new Ricky Warren. And now, a year ago, some of you may remember that when COVID started, you know, the restrictions ended, and we were able to start meeting outside down the hill. And at the very beginning of that, I did a single message on this theme, reset. I want to come back to it and actually do a whole series on it now. But I did a message, and I said, we've had this time out during COVID, and God doesn't want you to simply resume your old way of living now that COVID is winding down. He doesn't want you to resume your old way of living. Instead of resuming the old, God wants to reset our lives in a new and a higher dimension. And if you look at your notes, the notes that are inside your program, the definition of reset is to make a fresh start, the opportunity to make a fresh start or to begin again. Now that's something Jesus Christ specializes in. He gives people fresh starts, start over, begin again all the time. The S in our name, you know, S-A-D-D-L-E-B-A-C-K, every one of those letters represent a value of this church. And the first value, S, is second chance, place of grace. If you've messed up, this is a place to start over. This is a place for imperfect people who want a fresh start, a reset, a rebooting of their life. Now, there's tons and tons of verses in the Bible about God wanting to give you a restart, a reboot, a refresh, and a new beginning in any area of your life. And you'll need these many times in your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover and is filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. You'll join Pastor Rick as he traces Jesus' journey through Jerusalem to Calvary. It is the most passionate and powerful path Jesus walked while here on earth. You'll uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. And you'll experience the joy and peace that only comes from a deep understanding of the love Jesus showed for you on the cross. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, there's tons and tons of verses in the Bible about God wanting to give you a restart, a reboot, a refresh, and a new beginning in any area of your life. And you'll need these many times in your life. We're going to look at all of those verses in the weeks ahead, but let me just give you one of them right here. At the top of your outline, Ephesians chapter 4 says this. You've learned the truth that is in Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You've learned the truth, and you stepped across the line. Now, so, in regards to your former way of life, that means before you had Jesus in your heart, before you knew the Lord, your former life, before you were a believer, he said, in regard to your former way of life, put off your old self and be made new in the attitudes of your mind, and put on your new self, created to be like God, truly good and holy. Now, this is God saying here that once you've invited Jesus into your life and you've put your trust in him, then there's a process of growth and change and growing and becoming and resetting every area of your life. And he says it's kind of like changing your clothes, where you take off some stuff and you put on some stuff. You take off all the old clothes that are smelly and sweaty and dirty. Take off the old clothes and you get rid of those and you put on some new clothes which are fresh and smell good and make you feel good too. He said there's some things you should take off. There's some things you should put on. We're going to deal with this now for several weeks. How do I do a life reset? Whether you're in retirement or whether you're at midlife or whether you're just starting out and you're in your 20s or your teens, there are different times in your life you're going to need to do a reset. Now today, what I'm going to just do, we're not going to go over the steps of how to reset your life. That'll take us weeks to do that. But in this point, I want us to look at the four preparation steps. In other words, these are preliminary things you need to do to get ready for a major reset in your life. Number one, start asking God to do something new in me. I start asking God to do something new in me. And you don't just ask him once. You show that you mean business by asking him more than once, by repeatedly bringing your request to God. You know, any parent knows that when at Christmas time a child says, I want this for Christmas, if they only mention it one time, they don't really want it. They have to say it three or four times, and you go, oh, now this is the difference between a whim and a genuine want, okay? And God says, are you serious about changing your life? Are you serious about being a different guy, a different gal, a man of God, a woman of God? Are you serious about breaking some of those bad habits in your life? I need you to tell me. Now, you might wonder, is it okay for me to ask God to do something new in my life? God, I want you to do something new, something fresh, something different, something unique in my life. Can you do that? Yes. In fact, it's in the job description of Jesus Christ. First verse there under that point, Revelation 21, Jesus said, I'm making everything what? Yeah. New. This is what he does. Jesus transforms life. So if you're tired of your old way of living, this is the guy you come to. I make everything new. Now, a good prayer that you could pray is the one that David prayed in Psalm 51. And in Psalm 51, he asked God to create a new heart in him, create a clean spirit, do some new work in him. And in Psalm 51, verse 10, I love this verse, particularly in the Message paraphrase, where David says this, God, make a fresh start in me. I like that. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos in my life. You need this verse. Make a fresh start in me. Shape a new creation from the chaos of my life. You might want to write that on a little card and put it on your refrigerator and memorize that verse this week. Now, it's not only a good prayer to be the start of asking God to do something new in your life, but it's also significant even more when you realize that David wrote this after stealing another man's wife and having the man, the husband, murdered. We got a little bit different context now. David has created two of the top sins up there, adultery and murder. And he's saying, God, I need you to make a fresh start in me, shape a Genesis week in the chaos of my life. What that implies is really quite good news. What it implies is that you are never too far gone for God's grace, for God's forgiveness. You can't do a bad enough thing that God's gonna say, time out, you don't get any more chances. This is a message of grace. God, do something new in me. I have so messed it up, so screwed up my life, so made a fiasco of everything. And I've done this sin and this one and this one and this one and this one. But I need a fresh start. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you've done it with, and I don't care how long you've done it. You can get a fresh start and a life reset starting today. if you'll come to God, and the first preliminary is to just say, God, I need a fresh start. I'm carrying too much baggage. I'm carrying too much sin. I'm carrying too much guilt. I'm carrying too many regrets. Listen, your past is past. It's over. Did you do some dumb things? Yes, but you can't change that. You are a product of your past, but you are not a prisoner of your past. You might write that one down. In fact, you might tweet that one. Rick says, you're a product of your past. You have been shaped by the good and the bad and the ugly things in your life, but you're not a prisoner of it. You can change. That's the gospel. That's the good news. That's what Christianity is all about. There can be pushing the reset button. And I get a second chance. I get a new life. I get born again. I get new freedom. And I can get a second chance and a third chance and on and on. Here's what God says about your past. Are you listening? Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Here's what God says about your past. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past, whether it's good or bad. Instead, God says, look at the new things I'm going to do. They're already starting to happen. Can you see what I've begun to do? God says, I don't want you constantly looking in the rearview mirror. If you're always looking in the rearview mirror, you're gonna crack up while you're driving. The only way you can drive effectively is look to the future. Not look at what's behind you, but look to the future. All of the rest of your life is in the future, not in the past. As I said, your past is past. So don't dwell on it. Start asking God to do something new in me. Do you know why nothing's happening new in your life right now? Because you're not asking.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. Now, since you may not be able to ever travel to Jerusalem, I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is available only through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.